Well, good morning to you, Ann and Andy Vidro, co-directors of the upcoming Grand Rapids Triathlon. Yes, we're going to talk about triathlons. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning, Shelley. So good to see you.
Yeah, Andy, good. You are here?
I am here as well. Good morning, Shelley.
Where's your offspring?
She's at daycare, hanging out, having fun.
That's right. You are working.
Yes.
Well, again, congratulations to this number, drumroll.
Seven. Yeah, creeping up on 10 years already.
Yes. Well, be careful what you wish for, because this, along with your August event and much in between, you've proven yourself a host of at least three USA Triathlon National Championships, and here you come with lucky number seventh Sunday after next. Take it away.
Yeah, so like you said, 7th Annual Grand Rapids Triathlon. We are once again the Clydesdale and Athena National Championship host this year, which is pretty incredible, Shelley. When you look at, there's over 4,000 USAT-sanctioned events, which we are as well, for them to choose from. And this is the third year in a row we're hosting Clydesdale and Athena National Champions. It's actually the fourth year we've hosted a national championship. 4 years ago, we hosted the long course, which is our half iron distance. But we feel so honored, and I think it says a lot about Grand Rapids, about our staff, our sponsors, our community, the athletes. So, you know, we go through a pretty stringent process to apply for these championships, and the USAT really looks hard at how can we support this and can we support it, and we've proven ourselves. So, once again, you know, we say thank you to all those who helped support this event, especially Huntington and Neutralite. You know, they've been on since almost the start, Huntington from the start, and it's just, you can't put this race on without great sponsors like that. But once again, we'll offer our sprint, Olympic, and half iron distances, and numbers are looking great. We're up again, you know, once again, this just continues to grow every year. We're now the largest independent triathlon in the state of Michigan.
That's great. And Andy, I know this is such that you've certainly had the team together, but you're still looking for volunteers day of race?
Yeah, for sure. There's plenty of things to do. We need roughly about 350 volunteers to put on this race to be successful. So we're looking for people at aid stations, finish lines, corner marshaling, things like that. If you want to come out and enjoy and you're not an athlete, or an athlete that has, you know, is injured or just wants to come and have fun and support people.
All right. Basics. When and where specifically?
So Ada Cascade area, if you're familiar with Ada, roughly around the covered bridge, a little south of there. So that's kind of the main hub. That's where the swim is in Thornapple. You'll bike out. So after the swim, so triathlon, swim, bike, run. So you go to the bike, go down, basically Grand River, head either to Lowell, past there, you know, 56 miles if you're doing the half, and then back, and then run the Thornapple River roughly. So yeah.
It's a good time. Been there, done that. Tell yes, me a little bit about you mentioned for one who's injured can come, but for the newbie specifically, one who's never done a try probably should come and volunteer just to see what a transition's all about. But is there still that newbie wave opportunity?
Yeah, there sure is. So our event is known. We were actually voted one of the top five newbie events in the country, and mainly that's because we do so many clinics leading up. We offer a lot of good information for newbies. So if you're looking for an event and you've never done one, this is usually a good one to try out, because we offer five free clinics leading up to the event. This coming Sunday, we actually have an on-course training that you can swim, bike, and run the sprint distance. It's $10. It helps cover some fees we're charged to do that. But we really encourage you to come out and give that a try on Sunday. And you don't have to actually be registered for the event yet. So if you're not sure, come out, do that, then you can make the decision. But yeah, also during registration, you have an option to check if you want to be included in the newbie wave. And basically, Shelley, what that does is it's a smaller wave. You've got brighter caps. You know, our lifeguards have a heightened awareness that this is a newbie wave. You don't have to be a newbie. Maybe you're just unsure of your swim. And the great thing about a sanctioned event is it's completely legal to hang on to boats as you swim. So we actually encourage that for newbies. Or if you're a little shaky in that swim, it's totally legal. You won't be disqualified. So as you swim, grab onto that kayak, grab onto that paddleboard, grab onto that boat, take a few breaths, you know, kind of resituate yourself, and then keep going. And that's completely fine. And we always say, you know, if you lose a minute or two in the swim, who cares? You'll make that up in the bike and run, nothing flat, you know? So want to have a really good swim. And that's really what we try to do is, you know, we'll also have coaches out there on Sunday. Athletic mentors will be there. Aquaman will be talking about wetsuits. Striders and Skechers will be, you know, coaching on the run. We'll have West Michigan Bike and Fitness supporting the bike route. So a lot of good people will be out there. Like I said, it's a great kind of test run for race day.
Does one need a wetsuit for a triathlon?
I would say no, they do not need a wetsuit. I would recommend a wetsuit. Our water temp is comfortable enough that you wouldn't need it. But a wetsuit, what it does is give you buoyancy. It makes the swim easier for you, so then you'll have more energy for the bike and the run.
Are you still stripping those with
yes,
wetsuit?
Yes, yes. Our race... If you've ever worn a wetsuit, they're challenging to go on and they're challenging to come off. We have volunteers there to help assist you to take that off. So they come off in seconds versus in minutes.
That's great. GrandRapidsTriathlon.com for more information. Grand Rapids Triathlon on that June 11th short. I'll be logging in how many sleeps here very shortly. Hey, this is always cool to pay your event fees because proceeds go to such good causes. Who gets the proceeds this year?
So this year we've partnered with Make-A-Wish Foundation, and it's pretty incredible because Dan Van Skyver is a gentleman here in town who used to race for some other nonprofits, and his son is actually a Make-A-Wish child. And so he felt so grateful for that wish that he decided to put together a team. He'd actually reached out to Make-A-Wish and said, I want to join the team. And they said, well, we don't have one. He's like, great, I'm going to start one. So he's put together the dream team. And so they've chosen Grand Rapids Tri as their initial event, their A race. So he's already got almost 30 people signed up. They're trying to generate, you know, cost $10,000 for a wish. They want to grant a wish for a child. And so in return, we've also chosen them as one of our partners to help them get to that goal. So, or they are our nonprofit partner for this event. So we're really excited. There's so much energy that surrounds that, especially there are a lot of athletes out there who've been doing this for a long time, and they, you know, they're kind of done racing for themselves, you might say, and they want to race for something bigger and for other people. And so this kind of gives them an extra boost, you might say, of enthusiasm towards the sport and kind of motivates them to do this for other people. So it's awesome. We love them. They're doing great work out here in the community.
Well, no, if one would need a boost, perhaps an injury or such, you offer relays, and the aqua bikes seem to be taking off this distance.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, a relay is a great option for, you know, injury people as well as people that want to start into the triathlon world. You know, you can select a great swimmer, a good biker, and a great runner, or you can just put it together and, you know, as your office say, hey, I know you know how to swim, you're a biker, I can run. So let's put together and just have fun and be active. As well as an aqua bike, you know, a lot of people, as you age, injuries occur. Myself, injuries are occurring much more often than they were. But so the run is usually beats you up the most. So with an aqua bike, you're able to, it's a swim and a bike, so you're done right after the bike. So you get to enjoy and not feel beaten up by the road with those injuries.
Yeah. How about the kids' triathlon on Saturday, June 10th? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so, boy, if you want to be inspired, come out on Saturday, June 10th, to Forest Hills Park Association. At 9 o'clock, the kids' triathlon kicks off, so they're swimming, biking, and running there in the park area. And it's awesome, Shelley, to see these little kids, everything from age 5 to 15 are out there, and they're some of them are pretty intense, some of them are out there just having a good old time, and some of them cry all the way through it. So it just depends on the kid. But you know what? At the end, they're all smiling because they get cookies and they get a little, you know, they get a medal. They get some other swag. You know, it's a great time. And it's, to be honest, it's usually done in about a half hour, 45 minutes. So, you know, it's something quick. And, you know, we could always use some volunteers for that or just people to come out and cheer them on. So it's a good time.
cool. Again, all supporting this triathlon world and the importance of fitness. We mentioned the volunteers. There's a financial incentive for volunteering as well.
Yeah, if you bring a group of 10 or more and you work an entire shift, and that can be anywhere from 4 to 6, 8 hours, we'll pay you a $150 donation. And that doesn't have to be to a nonprofit. That could be for your, you know, your volleyball team, your tri club. It could be your bridge club. It doesn't matter. So whoever wants to come on out and earn some funds, I know this time of year, a lot of those groups are trying to do car washes and things like that. Well, this is a guaranteed $150. And if you bring more than one group, we'll pay you more than $150 stipend. So we certainly could use more volunteers. As Andy mentioned, it takes 350 to put this event on. We still have about 100 slots to fill. So, boy, we just put that word out and encourage you to go to GrandRapidsTri.com, click on the volunteer button. You can pick where you want to work and when you want to work. So you'll see all the details. They are listed.
Awesome. And lastly, this recent press announcement. Tell me how you're continuing to make news.
Yeah, for sure. So USA Triathlon has selected Grand Rapids Triathlon to be the high school state championship, so which is fantastic. So we're hoping to grab a lot of young youth or young adult, I guess they're not youth, coming out and either trying out their first triathlon or pushing through to do another one. So yeah, it'll be fun to see a lot of younger kids out there.
Awesome. All right, here we go. The Grand Rapids Triathlon, year number lucky 7th on the June 11th date. Now, his baby Vidro gotten into the water yet?
She has. We've done 2 rounds of swim classes at the Y, so she's loving that. And yeah, hopefully in a year or two here, you'll see her out there volunteering. You'll probably see her on race day coming to visit.
Probably. So, all right, details how to find out more information, get involved, and more.
Yes, go to GrandRapidsTri.com. You can find all the information there, especially if you click on that info button. That'll give you a lot of the information you need for race day. As I mentioned, packet pickup, we're still taking registrations all the way up to the day before the event. Registration online does shut down that Tuesday before, but we'll keep taking them on Saturday, June 10th at Amway there on Spalding in Ada.
What's your next race, Ann? Do you have anything besides racing after baby, Vidro?
Yeah, I signed up for Grand Rapids Marathon. I've got a couple triathlons on the list this summer, I think. I'm finally getting back into it, Shelley. It's taken me a little while, but I'm ready to go.
You have every excuse in the world with your award-winning career and more. Andy?
Maybe Miami Man. Oh, Miami 70.3, Man. So yeah.
Cool.
Why not?
You know, why not? On the side.
It's as late in the season as I can possibly do.
So. Is that in November?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that could qualify you for nationals, right?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's right, you're in that athletic age group. Thanks, guys. See you on the 11th.
Oh, thanks so much, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.